It's in Tov Kuf Tzadi, Sif Dalad, Mishaburus of Katan Chaf. So the issue here was, do you blow the Shor Mitzvah in two Neshimas or in one Neshima? So the Ramah said the standard minig is to do everything with two Neshimas. Shulchan Aruch said that Tkiyas Tam Yushav you do in one Neshima, and Tkiyas Tam Mubi you do in two Neshimas. And he's saying over here that the minig is to do both with two Neshimas. The Mishabur Chof, the Minig of Pashit, the Mishnah Gimlas is Benishima Achas, the place where the Minig is to do in one Neshima. Okay. So if whatever your minig is, you should do. If you do everything with one neshima, you do everything with two neshimas, you do one way, and then the keys to miyushiv and neshima, and the keys to moment with keys to miyushiv and one neshima, and the keys to moment and two neshimas. Whatever the minig is, you don't have to change it because all of them have what to stand on. Now,
what does the neshima mean?
To take a breath.
Within which part?
Shvarim teruah. So between the shvarim and the teruah, a person takes a small breath. Now there is actually a sheet which holds. Okay, let's see chafal, and we'll see. Take a look over here. Last of the kol b'shen neshimas. Ah, yizor shelo yafsek yotzer b'ketay neshima kanal. But the time lapse between the two parts shouldn't be more than that breath. It has to be very quick. Okay, in Toib Shiyakri, the phone of Hamakra, Shorim Tzuruba Hamachas. You know, we mock with different sounds. We mock, he calls out Tkiya, the person blows Tkiya. We call out Shorim, he blows Shorim. Tzuruba, he blows Tzuruba. So theoretically, you could have argued that he should, according to this opinion, that you're Mapsik. So the Makra will call out Tkiya, he blows Tkiya. Call Shorim, he blows shor. Call Tzurua, he blows Tzurua. Then the key at the end. You makra in the middle of the shorim Tzurua. So then he says that's not correct. The makra is makra, shorim Tzurua, but pamacha is in one shot, which is what we do. The miyantin of Tekea, Achiyaka, occur in the front of the table is Tzurua, all merchia, all yadeza, hefzik, yersimikle in the shim. Because the hakra of the word Tzurua might constitute too long of an interruption. Yeah. Okay. What? I just finished with Shabur on Sif Katan Dalad, Sif Dalad. So we're about to start Sif Hey. Tov Kuf Tzadi Sif Hey. There's one little one Shartzian. So the Shartzian points out that the Shulchan Aruch had said you do the Tkiyas to Miyushiv in one Neshima, and the Tkiyas to Mumin in two Neshimas. And Moshe says the Minhag HaPashut is to do everything in two Neshimas.
Giving back
to cats. The Chayyim does not bring this minig. The Ramos says the minig is to do everything in two neshimas. The Chayyim does not bring that. It means the Chayyim goes with the Shulchan Aruch to do one neshima for the kiyas to miyushiv, and two neshimas, two breaths for a kiyas to moment. So it's a great idea. The gam the das mesiyus of the fila the das rabbeinu tami moson neshima achas is yotze. Kein ein imnasim neshima achas yotze toiv. What is the idea? So he says, I think it makes a lot more sense to do the way the Shulchan Aruch says. Why? Because according to one sheet, he's supposed to do one neshima. For another sheet, the Rebbe Shlomo Tam is supposed to do two, but even he agrees one is Yotze B'ri Ever. So doing both, the Shkivas of Yosha, which is the first one you make a bracha on, the Shema Achas, you Yotze according to everybody. And then by Tiyas the moment, since our minig is the Golat Rebbe Tam, we do Shten and Shemas. It's not exactly. Why should we want to do like Rebbe Tam the whole time, which is Shten and Shemas according to the other sheet? You know, Yotze Shten and Shemas. So why should I do a minute that the one sheet you're not yotze? I can do a minute like everybody you yotze. So that's what he says. So that we make much more sense to do like that. And that's, I think, the minute of many places is the minute of Yosef and Yeshiva that we do kiyas to Yosef like the Shulchan Aruch in one neshima, kiyas to moment and two neshimas. We did point out even if you do even like kiyas to Yosef, which you do in one neshima, you do pause. There's supposed to be a pause there. right? But you don't actually take a breath.
What is the sorry.
Yeah.
What is the deim yamtin if he waited until he?
The Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Aleph.
Yeah.
According to who are you not yotze if you do this?
The makra says the word kia, he blows it. He's makra shvardim, he blows shvardim. He's makra trua, he blows trua. Uh-huh. So he does that. He does, instead of announcing shvardim trua together, which is what we do, mm-hmm. he would announce shvardim and then announce trua. Well, while he's announcing, there's a time lapse between the shvardim and the trua. Mm-hmm. So if you'd wait, imyamtin, atukeya. If the tekei is waiting, achiyakra hakari in the front of tevus teruah, while the person is announcing the word teruah, olamoid shiel yedeh hefsek yosim gedeh neshima. It's very, very, very probable that the time lapse will be longer than the time of a neshima. Mm-hmm. So we don't do that. Okay.
According to who are tiyotze for the shvarim and teruah and two neshimas?
According to the first sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to do it with one neshima, right? Which is where is it? Right. The Ritz, the Rosh and the Ramban, you have to do it with one neshima. According to them, you're not yet to be doing two neshimas. Okay. So it comes out, according to them, if you do it two neshimas, it's no good. But according to the first sheet, which is the Ben Otam, if you do it in one neshima, you are yotze. He says you should do it in two, but if you do it in one, you're yotze. So if you do it in one, according to everybody, you're yotze. If you do it in two, you're not yotze according to everybody. So it's much better to do it in a way that everybody holds a yotze, which is what we do. Okay, Sif Hei. So the person blew tekiya, teruah, tekiya, all in one breath. Okay, he didn't take a breath in between each part. He blew it all in one shot. Yotze. Tavkuf tzadi.
130. Well, he blew the whole teruah shvarim, the whole tekiya shvarim.
No, teruah.
The whole tekiya, teruah, and
tekiya. Yeah. Yotz. So the first sheet over here is the Rosh says that you yotze. V'yesh mishomer shelo yotze. However, the Dosa says that you're not yotze. Mishaber chavei shelo yotze. They ain't count loy rosh loy soiv. The service shana mstir lei. Kibin the nicker. So kol echad ve'echad. V'ayim be'agrosh maskim le'er v'shem. The first opinion says, listen, the mice, it's very clear that it's kia, teruah, tekiah. Those are very different sounds. So therefore, there's no reason why you can't be yotze, even though it's one neshima. Second opinion says, no, there's a concern of roish and soif in your sound. The tekiah, you have a long tekiah, then you go, then without taking a breath, you blow the teruah. So far as we're concerned, the teruah is part of the end of the tekiah. And then the tekiah is at the end of the teruah. Because there's nothing really separating them. The fact that you paused is not sufficient. You need to have an actual breath. But then it's clearly a different act of being tokeya. So that's so most of it, the grow is masking to the first opinion that your yotze. Okay, vav. Im herich b'tkiya achrena shal tashrat kishir shtei tkiyas kishatalo l'shem tkiya achrena shal tashrat b'shana shal tashrat. So we blow, what we do, we blow three sets of tashrat, and then we blow three sets of tashrat. So the guy said, I have a great idea. Why don't I blow the last tekiah of tashrat so long that it'll count for the last tekiah of tashrat and the first tekiah of tashrat? So it counts as one tekiah. Okay. Some argue that since you would try to use it for both, to divide it into two parts, so that makes it worse. It comes out that the first sound doesn't have an end, and the second sound doesn't have a beginning. So you end up with nothing. So you weren't very smart. Achas bin shnei storm. Behisna sheizim in storm. Hunan nochem. Hal loyosu tkiya yotz. Comes the behisna verses like this. Remember, why are we blowing all these sounds? Because the Torah said blow tkiya, a teruah, and a tkiya three times. Whatever the word teruah means of the Torah. We're not sure what it means. But let's say Tashran is the correct sound. So once you blow the first 12 sounds, Tekiah, Shwarm, Tzeruah, Tekiah, three times, you're Yotzeh. And that which you're blowing Tashad and Tarad is a waste of time, really. Right? But let's say Tashad is the correct sound. So that which you blew Tashran is really a waste of time. So the last Tekiah of Tashran can be used either with a Tanai, either the first of Tashrat of Tashat or the last of Tashrat. If Tashrat is correct, I don't need Tashat. If Tashat is correct, Tashrat is a waste of time, and this is really, I can count this as my first Tekiah for Tashat. And the same thing at the end of Tashat going into Tarat. So I can make a Tanai, that last Tekiah, that either give me, I can blow one Tekiah, and I'll either give me the last one for Tashrat or the first one for Tashat, as long as I blow it long enough. Alright, so the Beis Yosef says that'll work. I wouldn't advise you to do it. It'd be very confusing to people. But mice, halachically, there's no problem with it. Mikra did. Chav Gimel. Shel Tashat. Okay. So here, the case was, he blew a very long one. He wants to use it for Tashrat and for Tashat. Mechamer Noka Lefi Masha Yonoygim and Mechamer Lizkar B'shul Malchiyos Tashrat B'shul Zikronos Tashat. Can the Kabbalah be seen in Tovkum Sadi Beis? Viskam Shialu Gam Loigam Bishul Harishana Shal Zekrenus. Wouldn't the Fima Shonogim be Medina Sena describe the Chopam Tashrat? Viskam Akrena Bishul Harishana Shal Zekrenus. So, the way it sounds like he's suggesting the case was that you blew a very long tekiah. Which you want to then save to be the first one for Zichronis. According to the Mechaber, you blow for Malchus Tashrat three times, for Zichronis Tashat three times. So you blew the last one to count either for Malchus or for the first one for the first one for Zichronis, which you'll blow soon. In our minhag, we blow Tashrat Tarat each time, so it'll be the same thing. So the first thing is you only get one tekiah out of it. Even though you blew it double length, it only gets one. The hainu, or achrenu. Which one is it? It's the end one. Fishakol tekiah, tzarech liyos, bar roish v'soy. The mechal tekiah zu, l'shnei tekiahs, goshachosha v'tekiah, and kan roish l'tekiah achrenu, b'loy sof l'tekiah rishonu. Take his thought process, you end up with neither a beginning nor an end. So we count it as one long tekiah, and it's the last tekiah of the first set, and the new set needs a new tekiah. They say you're not. It doesn't count as one tekiah. We accept this thought process. We divide it in half, and then we end up with nothing. He ends up with the first, the tekiah which he's blowing for the end of the first set doesn't have an end, and the tekiah which he's blowing for the beginning of the second set doesn't have a beginning. So now, this is an issue which he just like threw that out, which really wasn't fair, because he's just sort of like throwing this in. When a person makes a mistake, he blows tekiah, shrum teruah, tekiah, right? So, and there's a problem. So sometimes we say, listen, the tekiah was fine, shrum teruah was fine, the last tekiah wasn't fine. Good, so blow the tekiah again. You don't have to go back at the beginning. You don't have to go back to the beginning of the row. Sometimes you say you have to go back to the beginning of the row. That's called going back to the beginning of the bava. So when is it the rule that you have to go back to the beginning when you don't have to go back to the beginning? So he says that if a person blows tekiah, then he blows shorn teruah, then he tries to make a tekiah and doesn't come out of tekiah. Right? That's not a problem. He doesn't have to he just corrects blows a tekiah and he's fine.
Hello, Mr. Powitz, Solomon.
Okay, so that's what he has. That's all he has to do. Because the sound he was trying to blow is the sound which belongs there. Let's say he decides to blow a shawarm at that point in time. Or a person is supposed to be blowing tekiya, shawarim, tekiya. He's in the setup tashad. And he blows a shawarm tzeruah. So then he has to go back to the beginning of the line. Because the true, which doesn't belong there, is a half thing between the shawarim and the last tekiya. So a curl which doesn't belong there. Okay, a curl which doesn't belong there, the is forcing you to go back to the beginning of the line. So over here, according to this shita, that you tell me that you're not yotze for neither tekiya, because this tekiya doesn't have an end, it doesn't have a beginning. So what you're left with is this tekiya. So you blew tekiya, you blew shwarm teruah, then you blew the sound which is not a tekiya. So you can't just blow another tekiya right now. You need to go back to the beginning of the line. Because there's a, if you would, you'd have a hafzik between your final tekiya and the shwarm teruah with this sound which is not acceptable.
What's
this? The case you're talking about.
The case you're talking about.
The Chacham said that according to this shita, you lose the whole line. Because there's a hafzik of a other sound which doesn't belong here. Like we said later on, okay. So you'd have to go blow the whole line again. But the mice, we don't pass on the sheet anyway, because we pass on the sheet that we count it as one tekiya. We're going on the sheet that doesn't count any tekiya at all, because it's you decided to divide it, so you made it your final tekiya of the first set doesn't have an end. And you're beginning tekiya of the second, it doesn't have a beginning, so it's not a tekiya either. It's not a good tekiya either way. So according to that shot, you go bust the person's machshava. So you're right. That's what you end up with. We don't pass them like that. We hold that you don't go bust the person's machshava. We count it as the last tekiya for tashrat. And he needs a little tekiya for the beginning of tashrat. Okay, so blow tekiya for tashrat. But you know, no reason to blow over tashrat again. You're right with the last tekiya of tashrat. Okay. Came along the base, the Ramoy quotes the base Yosef. He says, let's say you blew one tekiya between two sets, between the set of Tashrat and Tashat. You made it tonight. The last tekiya of Tashrat, you made it tonight. Tekiyah has been a shleya storm, chavav, ritzalimer, shetaka Tashrat b'shvorm tekiya. So he blew he blew Tashrat, and then he blew the beginning of Tashat. He didn't blow a tekiya again. He blew shorim tekiya. So the last set of Tashrat, he blew tekiya, shorim teruah, tekiya. Then he blew shorim tekiya. And he says, listen, that last tekiya of Tashrat, either is the last tekiya of Tashrat or the first one of Tashat. So either it was Tashrat, and then Shorim Tekiya is irrelevant, or rather the Tashra is irrelevant and was really Tekiya Shorim Tekiya. Tashat is relevant because either only one of them is right. If Tashrat is the correct sound of the Torah, Talaloy Atkiya Bishiloy, so the Tekiya will count for that. But if rather that's incorrect, and Tashrat is not the sound of the Torah, but rather Tashrat is the sound of the Torah. Is that what you blew before? It was nothing. So Yalo Tekiya B'Shiloi. So let this Tekiya count as the first Tekiya of Tashrat. Kelamidin Torah. Sagi B'Seder Echad. You have to blow one type of sound. Raksh Meneshen Ono Yodim Eze Seder Hu Anochen Ono Tekim Kol. We don't know which one it is, so we blow everything. It's an aberration sin. L'chein Yotze B'Riyeh, but are you there tonight? You'll be Yotze with this tonight, but you'll be Yotze both options.
So if you say Tashrat was not the right Seder, if Tashrat is, then why isn't Tashrat the hefsek between the bracha and the tefillah?
Theoretically it is, but since Misafik, we were required to blow all of them, we don't look at it as a hefsek. But you're right, theoretically, if I would know for sure, that would be considered a hefsek, because Machiyev, Medina de Gemara already, is to blow all of them because of the Safik. The Gemara presents the Safik. So, Chazal or Misak, that's how you're supposed to do it, because of the Safik. Okay.
Why wouldn't what be a hafzik between the bruch and the tekiah? Tashrat.
If you hold tashrat is the correct sound.
Tashrat.
So then, when you blow tashrat, you make a bracha. You blow tashrat, and then you go to tashrat later on. There's the hafzik between the bracha and tashrat. Yes. All these tashrats.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so that works. So why don't we do this? Sounds like a great idea. He says no. Theoretically, let's say during Chazar Shashats, right? So we blow a set of Tashrat, a set of Tashat, and a set of Tarat. Theoretically, what we can blow is Tashrat, Shat, Rat. Right? Because that would work, right? But that's, people will walk away thinking that the mitzvah of the Torah is Rat and Shat, not Tashat and Tarat. So you don't want to do that. Okay, now, tell the Shart Siyan in Chav Gimel. Interesting Shart Siyan. She says, you make a Tanai, you make a Tanai. What are you Tanai for? The Mitzvah of the Torah is either Tashrat or Tashat. So, if the Mitzvah of the Torah is Tashat, blowing Tashrat is just a practice, it's a practice rule. So, automatically, that last Tekiah will be the first Tekiah of Tashat. But what do you need a Tanai for? So, why don't we argue based on the suffix? So, if Tashrat is correct, who cares about Shwarm Tekiah? If Tashat is correct, Tashrat was a waste of time, and this Tekiah is the first Tekiah of Tashat. We don't say that. So he introduces over here a musik of kavan, which means there's a new din all of a sudden over here that you have to have the kavana for the right sound. What you're blowing for? Not only that, you have to have the kavana you're blowing for the last tekiah or the first tekiah. Okay. So it comes out like this. Who has to have this kavana? Pasha, this is a kavana totally in the one who's blowing it. The one who's Shemaya says, I'm listening to whatever he's blowing, whatever it's supposed to be, I'm just listening to it. But theoretically, if the guy just wants to be really frum and have kavana of the right sound, that he might end up being worse. Because he has kavana for the wrong sound, he's not going to be yotze. See, where is it relevant? So you have a case where it's relevant. So let's say the situation where the locha was that the sound that the tekeah made didn't work. Let's say he blew a shvardim, tekeah shvardim, and the marker decided that wasn't acceptable shvardim. So he has to go back to the beginning of the line. The person who's listening is not necessarily so learned. So what's the beginning of the line? A tekiah. So he thinks he's hearing the tekiah of the end of the line. He thinks he blew a tekiah, he blew a shorm, and now he's blowing a tekiah. Really what he's blowing is the tekiah at the beginning of the line because he's going back. Right? So according to this, Mishnah Berurah introduces the idea of kavana. Really he should be aware that this is the tekiah at the beginning of the line, not the end of the line. So the one etzah is just you don't be so shalom. You have a mind to be yotze. Whatever the tekeah is blowing, that's what you're being yotze. So and the tekeah knows between him and the makri, they probably would have some type of way of knowing that he meant to go back to the beginning of the line. Right. The other etzah is something what they do is that when they go back to the beginning of the line, they give a clap on the beam, or they don't announce it. And they don't announce it. I mean that's just, you know, so he blows the tekeah, he blows a shorim, and the makri goes quietly, the Baltkeya cops that we're going back to the beginning of the line. Because otherwise, why didn't you announce Tekiah? So that's the situation. So everybody should realize that that's how it works. So then they'll know that you're really having kavana for the first Tekiah, not for the last Tekiah. Now, before we didn't seem to mention such an idea that there's a requirement of having an idea of first Tekiah, last Tekiah. This is the first place Mishnah Berurah mentions it. That we talk into this and tells that when the Makri the Shira of Chaim Stein, when he would have the person go back, he would give a clap on the beam. Instead of announcing, he would go, and that was a simon that the Baal Tkei is going back to the beginning of the line. Everybody knew that he's going back to the beginning of the line. Didn't happen so often, because the Baal Tkei was a very good Baal Tkei. Okay. Zion. In Torah b'Tashrat. Baruch Shatoka Shnei Shvarim Torah b'Hiskel Harviyah. So we say we blow three Shvarim before we blow the Teruah. So instead of blowing the Teruah after two, in this Kamiyad Iska Sheverech Acher. If he realizes immediately.
He started blowing the Teruah after only blowing two Shvar.
Okay. So, if he realizes right away, he blows another Shvar. So the fact that there was a Teruah between the first two Shvarim and the last Shvar doesn't bother us. So he'll blow another Shvar, and then Pasha, what he means, and then he'll blow a Teruah after that. Okay, so he blow, ooh, ooh, ooh. So that's what he'll do, right? Fine. Let's say Moniska Acha Gamar Hatrua, Shiskla Bobatos. So he made a mistake over here and he blew the whole Terua. So you can't just now blow a Shevra, it's too late. You have to blow a Shwarm Terua again. But you need to blow the first Tkia again.
No, you know.
Loy Hifsa Tkia Rishana Shataka. You don't lose the first Tkia. So he just blows the Shwarm Terua. And a tekiah. Why? Because what's the rule? When do you lose it? When you put a sound over there, it doesn't belong there. So the shorim teruah is the sounds that were supposed to be blown over here. He blew it in the wrong order. That's not considered a different sound. So therefore, you don't lose the first tekiah. However, avim era b'tashat utarat. If after he started blowing Tashat, he started blowing some Truas. Excuse me, this is Tashat, there's no Truas over here. Or Tarat, he started blowing Shortims. Hifsid Gam Tkiya Rishon. So then he would lose the first Tkiya also because the sandwich doesn't belong here. In between your first, in between, either between the first Tkiya and the Teruah, there was a Shortim which doesn't belong there. Or between the Tkiya and the Teruah and the last Tkiya, there was. Excuse me. You're trying to blow shorim. There's a true which doesn't belong there. So it comes out that between your shorim and your last kiyah, you have a wrong sound. So then you can't fix this setup. You have to go back to the beginning and start over again. Okay. So to Mishnah Berurah, Chav Zayin, Sheberach. The dive is that. That's it. You fix it with that. So you blew Tkiya, you blew Shortim, started being Maria, chapped yourself, blew a Shever, then you're Maria. The dive is that. You don't lose the whole line. It Trua belongs over here. It's Shortim, Terua. Shishneim Haim, Terua, Tashrat, the old part of the sound of Tashrat. Let's say a person tried to blow Shever and didn't work out. You don't say he loses his shortims and he has to start over again. He said that he just corrects himself. It goes right to the Gros says, however, if it's one neshima, it says clearly one sound, it's all part of one sound. So he understands it's not a hepsic. If it's two neshimas, then we don't look at it as one sound. There's two separate things. So you blew a shvarim and you blew a trua. The trua doesn't belong where it is because it's part of the shever wasn't finished yet. So it's a sound. It doesn't belong there. So you have to go back to the beginning of the line.
Back to the first tekiah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, no. He says you have to blow the shorim, the three shorim and the trua together. You don't lose, it's not enough of an incorrect sound, it's a trua, so you don't lose your first tkiah, but you do say that that since it's a separate sound, it's not part of your shorim. So your shorim and your trua don't fit over there. So you have to blow three shvarim and a tzur. Yesh pesach the seir lehu. The field of b'hoyim and shem achas gam can tzarich lots of these guys shosh shvarim. The gemara says they hold they argue the din of the shulchan aruch. If you have upon him hisik bams a shvarim, v'aloch is chachil lahach v'kedivrei. According to them, you would have to blow the shvarim teruah again. All three shvarim again. Chav ches. We didn't realize until after he finished the teruah. Perish. So what's called finishing a trua? Because we said before, a trua counts as three kaychas. Because in one opinion, three kaychas is a trua. So once you've blown three kaychas, you've blown a trua. So you finish your trua, according to them. Shasa shlosha kaychas. Mizei yotzi de trua l'dei rishon hanav asif gimel. So you've done a trua already, so now it comes out that there's a trua in between your shorim, so you got to go back and redo the shorims. What's the lumness of the difference? Because mashlo nigmar trua, how we call ba'alma nirshadayin osuk ba'shorim. As long as you haven't made a real trua yet, because it's not long enough, so then you're still, as far as we're concerned, you haven't finished your shorim. You're still doing the shorim. You haven't started the next thing yet.
So you only need to blow one more shever.
You blow one more shever, and then you blow the trua. Shagam a trua like gomer v'chayis can be gomer a trua should call shalom. But if you blew a whole trua's worth, near shemas lachakach shor macher. So then we don't look at it as this third shever is connected to the first two. In between, there's a full sound. You have to do three shvarim again. But you don't lose the first tekiah because the mice, even though the tshuah was not the proper sound, but the tshuah is a sound which belongs here by Etzem, you got it wrong. So that's like a person trying to blow the tekiah, and the person tries to blow the tekiah, it doesn't come out. Person blows tekiah, shvarim. He tries to make a tekiah. Instead of getting a tekiah, he goes, bleh. Right? So what does he do? He just blows the tekiah again. Doesn't go back to the beginning of the line. There are some people which are machmir around that. That's a real big chumrah. That's not mikir din.
Well, it's a real big
chumrah. It's not mikir din. You have to go back to the beginning of the line in that situation. Okay? If that's Erev Tashat, if this would happen during Tashat, that a person would blow a teruah, how does she hiskel b'shorim? Shevrechel b'shtayim, rachakach osa teruah. Or meaning the hubachlal niskel, it's not that he just like didn't get a sound out. It's a whole new sound. If you blow three shorim and then a teruah, kimashu loy minyana, it doesn't belong here. Kilkel b'zeh kolat seder, you lost the whole line. Who then in osa teruah karim b'shorim, or became first. So whether you finish the first the chua, you didn't finish the first the chua, it doesn't belong there, so you lose the whole line. You made a shever. It doesn't belong here. So you lose the first key also.
So if you put it in a shor.
Correct. Okay, let's just do the sif chas, and we'll do the shabur for tomorrow. Chasim hipsik b'tshuah ben tkiyah l'shvarim. Chasim b'shvarim ben tshuah l'tkiyah. If you put a tshuah in between the tkiyah and the shvarim, that doesn't belong there. So you talk about tashat. Instead of blowing tashat, he blew tkiyah tshuah shvarim. Or tkiyah shvarim tshuah. But it's tashat. So there's a tshuah here. It doesn't belong here. So you lose it. He's talking about Tarat and he blew a shorim also. He blew two full teruas. I should talk after a trua tekiya. Can he say asek shalom shem tekiya? He got the guy spaced out. And he thought he was in practice right now. So he blew tekiya trua like he's supposed to, and then he says he blew a tekiya. but not with kavod l'shem kiyas mitzvah. Just, you know, it was just, you know, misasabam, just, you know, like getting ready, and next thing you know, the sound came out. So that, but it was a tekiah. I don't care. It's not a tekiah you're into with. Lacha shatoka shtosh shorim shosak v'hifzik. Lacha toka shorim achere ma'fil l'shever echud, v'chol eilu ha'v'hifzik, v'hifzik gam tekiah rishon. So all the cases where we look at it as something which doesn't belong here. A person blew three shorim and then he stopped. If you want to blow four shawarma, that's luckily 100% fine. But you want to blow three shawarma and then stop, and then blow another sound, which is not a tia, it's not a shawarma, it doesn't belong, it's not a shawarma, so what are you doing? So that sound is unacceptable. It's like blowing two sets of tzuruah. That situation, you lose the tia rishon. Okay, let's hold it here.